Hi, can I speak
Hello?
To John?
Who?
John?
John, you have the wrong number. No John here.
I'm sorry, man. Well, maybe you can help
okay.
us out. We're actually calling as many people as we can. I'm calling
okay.
the National Opinion Surveys. My name is Sam, and I'm conducting
okay.
an opinion survey, and would like to ask just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation as well. Let me ask
okay.
you, does mm-hmm. anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president?
Oh,
Congress?
I'm definitely voting. I'm
oh.
definitely voting. I can't wait.
Thank you. And what's your age?
What's my age? 50.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
All right, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or...
I'm disgusted. Disgusted.
All right, that would be very dissatisfied if you would choose.
I'm sorry, what?
You had the options, very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0
okay.
means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50
okay.
means that you do not feel particularly warm at all.
Sure.
You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no...
Warm is 100, and cold is 0.
Exactly.
Correct. Okay.
Correct. If you have no opinion, you can also let me know. Or
okay.
never hear it. Okay? This is the
sure.
first one, the U.S. Department of Education. What's your opinion?
I'm sorry, what's the opinion on what?
That the U.S. Department of Education.
Very warm.
That would be 100?
Yep, 100.
Right. Thank you. Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, 100.
Yeah. Thank you. Woke culture or wokeism?
Woke? Terrible,
yeah.
0.
Thank you. The National Education Association or NEA?
I don't even know what that is.
All right. Public school teachers?
Public school teachers, very warm, 100.
All right, thank you. Public schools?
100.
Charter schools?
I'm sorry, Salter schools?
Oh, charter.
Charter, 100. Any school,
okay.
100. Any school,
thank you
can put down 100.
All right. Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. And Moms for Liberty?
Well, I don't know what that is, but if it's moms, if it's, what are they fighting against?
Well, to be honest with you, that's some information I have here. I just need to reverberate.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it is because, you know, I don't have all the details of what names of certain things are. But if
okay.
they're fighting for their children, absolutely. A mom fighting for her own son who's gay, I think is 100. It doesn't bother me. Gay doesn't bother me either. The problem
okay.
is what they're doing to our country with it.
Gotcha.
Not
thanks
God.
Now, let me move on. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know. I'm not really sure how it's going. What I know is different types of schools going terrible because of what they're doing to our kids. So I would say poor when they're stuffing down our children's throats. It's horrible. Statism, they're even bringing in statism and trying to get rid of Christianity. So it's disgusting.
I got it. Thanks for sharing. Now,
sure.
would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Which of
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no opinion.
All right. No problem. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? I will give you different topics. Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to a 10, where 10 means public school prepared them very well, 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, A CETO means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding the topic. You may choose any. So how well do you think they prepare to become more organized and have structure?
In the middle one you did there.
Will be fine, okay. How well they are prepared to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job markets.
You think they're going to do well right now? No, zero. I think they're terrible.
All right. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
Zero. Terrible.
Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
Terrible.
All right. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
Terrible. Terrible.
And provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
Terrible.
All right. That would be 0-2. Okay, thank you. All right, moving on. So would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
I don't think they do enough.
Right? Do enough. So that would be a right or too much or not enough?
Not enough.
Not enough. Okay. Thank you. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No, I haven't. My kids have graduated.
Okay.
But I know a lot that's going on because of I pay attention to other people.
Okay.
Upset.
Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory or CRT? You can tell me a lot.
A lot. All right.
Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, it's being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Can you repeat how it goes?
No problem. So yeah, as you might have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. So would you agree with or disagree with that?
I don't know, because like the critical race is about how much schools they blame history for why it is, right?
Mhm.
I think they blame history too much. They blame that stuff too much. In other words, they're blaming stuff that has nothing to do with today. So I would say whatever that means, whatever the answer would be on that, like they're it's individuals. It's not a entity like that. It's individuals fucking things up. Excuse me.
Right.
Not the white race or the.
Now, in that case, definitely. Then you would disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics, or would you agree?
I think it's very much about politics.
Okay.
They're doing so much. They're blaming. Yes.
Or somewhere. Okay.
It's all politics. It's all politics. It's all another way to get votes.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public school?
I have not heard. I don't think they should, and I do not think they should take those out either, just like they shouldn't take out anything.
All right. Got it. Thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Here's the first one. And you can tell me that you strongly agree or disagree, or that you somewhat agree or disagree, okay?
Okay.
So public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty and uncomfortable.
No. Uncomfortable sucks in life. So they should keep it in there. They should learn about it. They should learn about it, but they shouldn't base their life on it.
All right. So in that case, you will disagree with that statement?
Right.
That they should not teach that? Okay. And would you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree with that statement?
That they should take it out?
Uh-huh.
Or keep it? I strongly disagree that they should take it out.
Okay, good. Thank you. Now, next statement is critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that?
A lot of shit makes it. You gotta learn to be uncomfortable in life, honey. You got another thing coming. Uncomfortable, too bad. Put your big rip panties on. Oh, well.
All right. And what's your level of agreement there, then? Would you strongly agree or disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree with that statement?
So they're asking that they should agree, that they should take it out. They should not let being asked about politics.
Correct. The statement says that teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students.
They should teach critical thinking. They need to teach critical thinking in school. I strongly agree that they should keep it.
Okay. Thank you. Now, next thing.
No. That's somebody asked.
All right. Next thing is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
They should not dictate what I should. No, it's up to the parents.
Oh, all right. So you will disagree with that statement then?
Yeah.
100% or just somewhat?
Because, listen, they're saying that they should tell our kids all about being gay and all that stuff. So that right there tells you they don't know how to, and they don't have a responsibility to. No. That alone is enough. No.
All right. So what's your level of agreement there? So I can record your answer? Either strong or disagree.
All the way, whatever my statement said, the strongest one.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Moving on. So I'm going to read you a list of ideas some say would help to improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support or somewhat support or somewhat oppose or strongly oppose it. The first one is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you strongly support or oppose or somewhat agree?
That they should have part in the curriculum?
It says giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
So veto is to take it out.
Right.
Right. I strongly agree that they should have the power to veto it out.
You strongly support that?
I strongly support it.
Okay. Thank you.
They should have the power to veto something out. Yeah.
All right. Next statement is protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Wait a minute. So
what's your level of...
Listen, this is the thing. That statement is not good enough. To learn about sexuality is not a problem, but to tell a child that they can have transgenders come in, it's not blatantly set out right. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about one situation here. We're not talking about the vast idea of sexuality, letting people know that different sexualities are out there. And they've taken out our the morals. So I don't know how to answer that.
All right, that's okay, ma'am. No problem. So there is no level of support or oppose because of what you're saying. So you're not answering that one. Let me skip that one.
Yeah.
Now, next statement is, how much do you support or oppose increasing discipline in schools?
Discipline in school? I strongly. Yeah. Increasing it? Strongly agree.
Okay. All right. Next one is, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Yes. I strongly agree they should be able to take those out.
All right.
Say something. Yeah.
And the next one is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Adding what?
Adding an ethnic studies. Ethnic.
Something ethnic what?
Ethnicity. Studies.
To add ethnic studies into it? Absolutely.
Correct.
Absolutely. Strongly agree they should.
All right. Thank you so much. Right now we're at 76%, almost done with the survey. Okay, I appreciate your time here. Let me move on.
Yeah.
So some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum to K-12 public school. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to critical policy curriculum?
I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You know, even if they're talking about the history of what's going on now, it's history. You know, so I there's nothing wrong with it. And it brings up the fact that Black people, yeah, why not? Leave it in there. As long as it's the truth. It's not lies.
All right. Good. And would you strongly support that or somewhat support it?
I strongly support it. What's wrong with it? Right. I think that it's a big, huge thing in our country right now.
All right. Thank you.
And it's history. It's history.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it very convincing argument. 5 means it's somewhat convincing. And a 0 means it's not at all convincing. You can use any number.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent...
Oh, geez, that's too much. That's too much. First of all, I'm going to cut you off right there. That's a long one right there. And I already tell you right now that if it's uncomfortable and it's dangerous, life is dangerous. Just because it's dangerous doesn't mean we shouldn't learn about it.
All right.
So I forgot the ones right there. You know, as long as it's the truth, we should tell the truth.
All right. So how convincing is this, 0 to 10?
Convincing, I guess, that we should be able to do that.
Right.
Whatever the answer that would be.
But what number would you give to this?
See, the question is if I strongly think it's a good argument to keep it in or take it out.
That's pretty much how convincing is the argument for you from 0 to 10. That 0 is not at all convincing, 5 is somewhat convincing, and a 10 is very convincing.
What am I trying to be convinced of, though?
If you just consider that arguments that people make about education in America, that's pretty much. So it's if it is convincing or not, that's what the survey is taking me to.
I guess I just kind of confused by the question. I'm not really too sure about it, so I'm going to say I have no opinion right now.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
And the next one is next argument, and you can tell me how convincing is this argument about education. Working for diverse classroom and inclusive lesson isn't just the right thing to do. It's also
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you're saying. Working for what?
Working for diverse classroom and inclusive lesson isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different culture and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value.
I agree with that. So, strongly agree that it's a good argument, yes.
That will be a very convincing argument for you?
Very, very convincing.
Okay. Now, next argument is we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and starting their
practice. Not a strong argument. Terrible, terrible argument. Not convincing.
All right, we'll just take
there's opinions in that. I don't have an opinion on the surgery. I don't have an opinion on how what the measure of this wood should be. A teacher does.
All right, thank you. So you said not at all convincing, right?
No, not at all convincing.
All right, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Here's the first one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate at school curriculum.
So terrible. Not at all convincing. Not at all convincing. Zero.
All right. So teaching critical thinking skill requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and may make some uncomfortable.
Repeat that again?
No problem. So teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Okay, see, when you said that question earlier, I was thinking based on a curriculum that's put together by a board of people, by truth, mm-hmm. and, not by opinion, not by what we think we feel bad for a child just because they want to be transgender or something like that. Because this is basically why we're doing these surveys right now. And I don't think that that's good enough reason. So when I said that earlier, that was based on a curriculum put together by a board, okay? And the parents have the option to veto certain things out that are when it comes into personalization into a child's life, sexual orientation, things like that. If there's a curriculum in math, there's a curriculum in science, but we don't tell them. It's different when a child comes to a teacher and says they're getting beat up by their mother or father because they're transgender, that's different. And a teacher does something about it, that's different. But when a teacher goes on the sidelines and tries to help them to get something done to their life or co-signs it and sneaks around, that's different.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? It depends on the situation. If there's abuse going on in the home, if my child was transgender, I would love my child, but I certainly would not agree that that child can go have surgery until they are 18 years old and they can make that decision themselves.
All right. Thanks for sharing that.
So based on that,
mm-hmm.
how would I answer that? You know what I'm saying? Critical thinking. I have critical thinking in nursing. I had to do critical thinking. Somebody could come into my nursing, my patient could come in and have several things wrong, and I have to sit there and critically think by certain situations that they're telling me about their life, what it could be. Based on the diet, based on the way they're looking like. Are they on drugs? Do they... You know, I have to critically think of the situation. Okay, that's critical thinking to me.
All right.
Okay, so I don't know what critical thinking they're using in this. What are they talking about with critical thinking?
A teacher
should not, and they already know that. They're, that's why we have things in place like they have to report abuse. I grew up in an alcoholic abusive home. My teachers I could go to and I could safely talk to them.
Thanks for sharing.
There's a difference between, a child comes to me and says I'm transgender and I want to have surgery or I want to, look at pornographic pictures in school or I want to come in and change my clothes and go to, that's different. You don't co-sign that shit. Your parents not let you out of the house like that, you're not going to do that here. Just like a child coming in with a mini skirt up her ass. Right?
All right.
All right, so the critical thinking there, it's not explained enough to me.
Okay, don't worry. I'll keep that one then. I'll skip it. All right, so the last few questions, ma'am, are just for statistical purposes, and we're done, okay? So what is the last year of schooling that you had completed?
Senior, 12th grade, graduate.
All right, thank you. Which one of the following best describe your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, or student, or homemaker?
Right now, I'm not working because my son died. So
okay.
I am right now taking some time for grief.
Okay. I got you. Sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Thank you.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced?
Married. I have a husband. I have a husband.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, or do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent. I make a decision based on if Biden belonged in there, I choose Biden, but he just doesn't.
All right. Thank you. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, nobody. No children.
Okay.
My children are older. Married.
Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
I had a stepdaughter that did.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, that's fine.
I just godly. I base my decisions based on prayer and God.
Okay. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services?
Yes, I do.
How often? Like twice a week or more every week?
The only reason why I'm recently not is because, like I said, my son. But other than that, I'm a leader in my church.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you or somebody else in the house?
Yes, I'm born again Christian. Yes.
Okay. Is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does this apply to you or somebody else?
I'm sorry. It applies to myself and the person living with me.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Okay, so how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
It's not urban. I grew up urban, but it's not urban. Rural.
Okay.
I live near South Main, which is right. Rough neck of the woods.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that actually concludes the survey, ma'am. I really appreciate your time here and hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Take
you
care.
You too. Thank you so much. And thank you for your time with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.